Listeners of Açık Radyo are protesting after regulators revoked the Istanbul base station's license. For nearly 30 years, Açık sought to bridge the country's divides, but its ban is seen as part of government attempts to tighten its grip on the media. In Istanbul's Kadıköy district, listeners chant in protest as Açık Radyo is removed from the airwaves. The station's open platform to ideas and pluralism, protesters say, give the independent station a unique place in Turkey's media. Elif Unal and Mete Atatürre are two of the station's listeners who join the protests.
They ban everything that makes us smile, that makes us feel happy. Most of the people in Istanbul, across Turkey, opens their eyes with listening Açık Radyo. Açık Radyo is important because it's a cultural hub and also it's a political support to many organizations, many NGOs, many activists.
Whichever program you're listening to, you'll learn something. And you don't, it's not like a lecture, not like an education program, but there's always something that leaves you with. And I miss that. If from one side, of course, it's a shock. From another side, it's not unexpected given the way the whole country is going. There's less and less free speech and there's more oppression, I think. And this is another example of many, many things.
Turkey's media regulator, Rutuk, revoked the station's license, saying it had failed to comply with an earlier fine and suspension. That order came after a guest earlier this year referred to the 1915 killings of Armenians by Turkey's then Ottoman rulers as a genocide. The Rutuk said that the comment incited public hatred. While Açık was paying the fine, it didn't come off air, saying it was appealing the initial ruling in court. Erol Underoğlu is the Turkey representative for the Paris-based media watchdog Reporters Without Borders. He warns the banning of Açık is part of a wider trend.
Açık Radyo has always adopted a moderate language, but reflecting various political views. Decision is particularly concerning in terms of eliminating media pluralism in a deepest way and weakening remaining minority voices within media and within the community. And is in the line of a political mission in order to impose a single official view to the society, what they call national and patriotic journalism.
Dolayısıyla bu bir radyo gösterisi değil. Biz Instagram yayınımızdan zaman zaman seninle sohbet.
Since its launch in 1994, Açık Radyo has sought to bridge Turkey's deep social and political divides, with volunteers producing and presenting social and cultural programs that represent the country's diversity, including minorities.
95.0 Açık Radyo bu haftada sessiz. Üçüncü haftadır, Ağustos haftalıktan yapıyoruz biz kendi.
Yetvat Danzikian hosted Açık's show Radio Argos, a program for Turkey's Armenian minority. Danzikian says Açık gave a rare voice for all of Turkey's minorities.
We tried to make the unheard voices of not only the Armenian community, but also all the other minorities, the Greek, Jewish, and Syriani communities. Açık Radyo is already open to many voices, but we were trying to bring even more unheard voices to our program.
The station's wide reach has seen listeners and supporters turn out to protest the license being revoked. Turkey's main opposition party support the station, accusing the government of seeking to further tighten its grip on the media.
Hazırlayan ve sunanlar Ezik Başgelen ve Ebru Güzel.
For now, Açık has returned to broadcasting via the internet, securing a license under a different name of App Açık Radyo. But the radio station's co-founder, Ömer Madra, says they are determined to continue their fight to return back to the airwaves, but acknowledges it's an uphill battle.
The general atmosphere is getting towards more repression, I should say, in Turkey. But we're very determined to fight on, and we have had some magnificent, I should say, both support both from throughout all the regions of the country.
Açık and its listeners are vowing to continue their protests while contesting its ban in court. But with courts seldom challenging government decisions, its return to the airwaves could be a long time coming. I'm Doreen Jones in Istanbul.